Welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
Welcome back to Underground Philly. I know it's been a while. I was on vacation, various other things, but I have returned to the world of podcasting. And before we get down to business, I would just like to remind you that you can find our blog over at ugroundphilly.blogspot.com, and you can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at ugroundphilly. So again, you know, feel free to check us out there. It's ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. At Uground Philly on Twitter, and we have a Facebook fan page. If you'd like to like us on there, just look for Underground Philly on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and I'm pretty sure that the next song is going to let you know what the main topic of discussion is going to be for today. Now was as good a time as any, since the Philadelphia Union have basically gone on a tear since they fired Peter Novak. Let's see, before Peter Novak, in our first 12 games, we couldn't score for anything. Now, in less than a week, and in two games, the Philadelphia Union, yes, that's right, the Philadelphia Union, not some other team, has scored nine goals, including 3 goals from, shall we say, oft in the doghouse, Jack McInerney, and 3 goals from a guy who, let's face it, the way he was being utilized in the first part of the season, could barely get his foot in the door, Leonard Pahoy. I mean, that is impressive. You also have a goal from Hopano, and you have a goal from Gomez, and you have a goal from Adu. I mean, the ball is being spread around, they're scoring a lot, and this team is finally doing what Union fans wanted to see all year long, and that is competing and going for the win and going for the throat. And, I mean, this is a contention that Novak, I mean, let's face it, the way he played defensive possession ball because he didn't think his players were good enough to beat the team that the opponent was putting on the field. And I think the past couple days, I mean, I know that one of these games was a U.S. Open Cup match against the Harrisburg City Islanders. I get that. They're not the greatest of opponents. But, you know, still, the Union beat them 5-0. I mean, they did what they were supposed to do, and they put up a lot of points. And they also put up 4 goals against Sporting KC. And let's face it, Sporting KC is no pushover. Sporting KC, they are no Harrisburg City Islanders. And we put up 4 goals against them. So, I mean, when you look at the combined effect of the last two games, I think it really brings a lot of things to the forefront. One, I think it brings to the forefront the fact that Peter Novak was right. And you can't deny him that. Peter Novak said that youth was the future for this team. And let's look at 4 of the goals that we had in the past couple of days. 5, really, if you take Freddie Adu into account. You got Freddie Adu with a goal, Hopano with a goal, and McInerney with 3 goals. I mean, 5 of the 9 goals have been scored by players under 23. And that's what Novak was talking about. You build a team with a young core. The only problem was, that's what he talked about. What he did was the exact opposite. But John Hackworth looked at his roster, looked at his depth, and he said, I have to put out the best players, which is, quite frankly, something that I don't think Novak did. And I don't know why, and we can sit back here and debate, you know, all we want, why Jack McInerney didn't start a game for Peter Novak. I don't know why. I don't want to know why, because Peter Novak is gone, and it's time to be done with talking about Peter Novak. It's time to move on, and it's time to look at the era of John Hackworth. And I really like what I'm seeing from the Philadelphia Union. I mean, let's face it, the Philadelphia Union were characterized in the beginning of the season as defensively good. I mean, they came in, I know they lost their starting goalie, but they came in with one of the better back lines, you know, in the MLS. Now, granted, we added Porfirio Lopez. That experiment ended pretty quickly when we discovered how well Ramon Gaddis was playing. And then we traded Danny Califf. Say what you will, you know, we can recover from that. But we were not a team that was built to play defensive possession football. And that's what Peter Novak wanted to do. And I don't understand why. I can't understand why. But, you know, I mean, if that's what you want to do, you have to have the players to do it, and he didn't. And John Hackworth, when he inherited this team as, you know, the interim coach, and, you know, I like the first two games from Hackworth. I'm not going to say that he's not a good coach, but I'm not going to start chanting for Hackworth to be signed immediately as a long-term coach for the Union either. I want to see beyond a week. You know, I want to see him take this team that just won their U.S. Open Cup quarterfinal match. I want to see him win a semifinal. You know, that's what I want to see. I want to see this team compete for trophies, be it the MLS Cup or the U.S. Open Cup or the CONCACAF Gold Cup. I want to see them compete for trophies. And I think that John Hackworth looked at his team, realized that he didn't have a defensive team, and said, I got to beat teams and I got to score. And he's done that. And he's done a couple of things that the Union never did before. I mean, he put McInerney in the game. Novak wasn't doing that. He let them play an attacking, aggressive style. Novak wasn't doing that. That's not what he wanted. He kept the starting 11 the same for two games in a row, and he played the same formations. I know. The only change he made was putting Pajoy in when Pacoy came back from a suspension. Crazy. I know, you would think that, according to Peter Novak's seeming philosophy, is that every week you should change the starting lineup and change the formation, because change is apparently awesome. But, you know, John Hackworth is showing what happens when you let a team get comfortable and play the way they want to play. And it's working out really, really well for them. In fact, let's hear just how well it worked out for them, the past couple days.
The race is on, right in front, Pajoy, and it was stopped. Rebound, goal! McInerney!
And could you ever write a script for starting a game better than that?
Sends it in. St. Nielsen, rebound, goal! Flag stayed down. 2-0 Union.
Like McInerney got his second. It was another player close, but I think it's Jack. Leonard Pajoy steps up, stutter step, the shot, he scores! 3-0 Union! Michael Farfan. Nice ball. Hopino with Nielsen out of goal. Hopino looks up. Off Nielsen and in. 4-0 Union.
Yeah, and you take a listen to those goals, and that's only the goals from the Sporting KC game. Unfortunately, I don't have any of the audio from the U.S. Open Cup game, but the Union played just as well tonight as they did against Sporting KC. And it's one of those things where, you know, as long as they keep playing this way, scoring goals like it's nobody's business, I mean, I don't really see a team out there that's going to be able to stop them. I mean, Sporting KC was one of the top few teams in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, they steamrolled them. And then they went ahead and they just said, you know what, Harrisburg City Islanders, sorry. And they destroyed the Harrisburg City Islanders. Now up next, they have the Houston Dynamo. Houston's a good team. And, you know, will they beat them? I don't know. If they can score 4 goals, yeah, I think they have a shot. And then they're playing again on July 4th, another away match against the LA Galaxy, who have struggled this season. I mean, they've come on as of late, but so have the Union. And quite frankly, it's well within the realm of possibility that the Union could go ahead and go out to LA and put up a couple goals and really take one from LA, which would be huge for them. And, you know, same thing. You know, at home against Toronto on July 8th, you know, that's a big, big game. We dropped 3 points to Toronto when we played them at Toronto. And they cannot afford to do that again. The Union have got to come out, and they have got to just absolutely destroy Toronto. And, you know, if we can say two wins and a tie at the next three matches, I mean, I know it doesn't put us in playoff contention yet, but it has got to let a Philadelphia Union fan feel better about his team than he has in a long, long time. Did we expect to be here at this point in the season before the season started? No. It could be worse, though. Novak could still be the head coach. And so with that, I'll leave you with that. It's been a while since you heard me, but, you know, thank you for coming back. And, you know, thank the Union for really playing above and beyond the past few games. Again, congratulations to them winning their quarterfinal match in the U.S. Open Cup, advancing to the semifinals, and scoring 9 goals in their past 2 games, which is an impressive feat for any club. And thanks for listening. Hope to have you listen again. Remember, you can find us on Facebook. Just look for Underground Philly. You can find us on Twitter. The handle's @UGroundPhilly. And you can check out our blog, ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. Thanks a lot for listening. Tune in next time.
You've been listening to Underground Philly.